Pat, are you excited for Tom Brady being in the booth?
Yes.
Do you think that he's going to have to dumb it down?
No. Because
you know, I mean, you know it better than anybody.
Well, you know, talking football is one thing whenever you're talking to coaches, when you're talking to players, but not everybody understands that lingo.
And you have to make the listener understand really what's going on. I'm excited for Tom Brady. I think he's going to do fantastic. I don't think there's anything in his life that he can't accomplish. Like, he's just built that way. But I do think that he's going to have to fight the battle with getting too much into the weeds of calling games and football.
It was funny. I was watching this yesterday. This is unrelated but related. You familiar with, you ever watch like Golf Central and Johnson Wagner, the guy that does the recreates the chips,
the shots,
and like shanked it a couple times. Yeah. And he was doing it was on a podcast, and it was fun. It was interesting. He was talking about like transitioning to broadcasting, and you know, it took me back a little bit because I'm like, there's two things that are really hard in calling games. One is TV's different than radio because TV, and you've done TV. TV, you've just got a lot more time. The audience can see the play. You don't have to describe the formation and the motions, the shifts, the whatever. I mean, you have to the play-by-play guy's got to have more time on a radio broadcast. But you still have to be succinct and to get your point across without babbling. Like, I thought Gruden was great because I could understand him.
Uh-huh.
But his shtick was right, like Spider 2, Y Banana,
right,
and you know, 2 jet X slant spacing and all that stuff. I think Brady is eloquent enough. Like, to me, he's more eloquent than Romo. And if he can be more concise, because I feel like Romo just blabbers for a long. I loved him early.
Right.
But, like, and the predictions are great, you know, being able to foresee the future. I think Brady's going to be excellent. I still think Manning would be better. I think Peyton Manning would be. I mean, those Manning casts are, like,
they're
gold.
Yes, they are.
And that's the stuff that really sells, is, like, having fun with it. But the other thing that's hard, that'll be interesting, because Brady is so good. He's so good. I mean, he's the best ever. So it'd be easier for him. But like Johnson Wagner was saying, critiquing your peers. Like when I first started, like you got on the broadcast and started doing this stuff 6, 7, 8 years after you played at Pitt. Yeah. Imagine you're doing NFL games and you're critiquing your peers.
Yeah.
I started doing it like I was 22.
Right after.
The guys I was playing with, were playing. And I remember thinking to myself, like, okay, so like Tino throws a pick, or you know, Ray Graham fumbles, or what have you. Like, how am I going to handle this? Because it's easy to be like, oh, that was terrible. You know,
right.
But I realize how hard it is to play. But I told myself, and I think Brady won't have a problem with this because, again, he was the best ever, so everyone's going to respect his opinion. But if it was like, you know, Romo has, I mean, fumbled a snap on a field goal. Like, he's had plenty of warts in his career. Is I always tell myself, like, I'm not going to say anything about a dude that I wouldn't say to his face.
Right.
That was kind of been my mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be curious to see if Brady just shreds people. Like, because you saw him at the roast. Like, he could be in I don't give an F mode.
Oh, yeah.
And just go. And if he does that, he's going to be as polarizing.
Oh, yeah.
As he was as a player. But he's going to make a boatload of money, and he'll do it for as long as he wants to do it.
I think he will go down that path, but I think it will be every quarterback that he's covering or he's calling. Like, he has been, if you look back in the last like year or two, he has been very stern on the quarterback play in the NFL and how drastic it's dropped and how different it is. I think that he will go down that route, but he won't call out like receivers. He won't call out D-backs. He won't call out offensive linemen. It'll be directly towards quarterback play. Like, he made the wrong read here.
Yeah.
He should have thrown this pass instead of that pass. I don't know why he thought the coverage was this because the coverage is that. I definitely, you're onto something, and it will be so polarizing, and he doesn't give a rip.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a rip if Tua Tagovailoa, if he's crushing him the whole game and he has to walk past him after the game in the tunnel.
No. Shoot, he's got the ultimate trump card.
Ultimate.
So it's like he's walking around with a S on his chest, man. Like, he's got nothing to worry about. But I think there's a fine line, right, between being really critical of one thing or stuff and explaining why. Like, And that's where the I'm curious to see how he balances that. And it's something that I try to, and I think, you know, all of us try to balance is like anything. If you can explain in short form to an average viewer why something happened. I mean, it was one of the reasons that even in a very like introductory form, I mean, John Madden's one of the best ever because he brought the Telestrator to TV.
Yes.
And he would circle stuff and make it understandable to you. You know, if the best ever, and he's not only the best ever because he's like, he's not like Barry Sanders where he's a freak talent, or like Lawrence Taylor who's just a freak talent. He's the best ever as a very average athlete that's whose mind was just special.
It's just so,
if he's
just so
able
smart
to take that and put it into layman's terms, and I'll be interested to see, like, does he do other content? Does he do pre-recorded stuff and breakdowns? If he does that, I mean, I thought Greg Olsen was really good. I feel bad for that dude.
Me too.
Because he's really good. But Brady will take it to another level.
Like Greg Olsen would say stuff, like, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, he really knows the game. And Brady knows the game 100 times more than him. And not taking anything away from Greg Olsen, but, like, Brady's mind, like, he knew your defense better than the defensive coordinators knew the defenses.
Yeah, plus, I mean, Tom Brady's, like, tailor made for TV.
Yeah.
Like the dude just looks it. I mean, it's going to be fascinating. I'm interested to watch it. I think he'll be really good. I'm really curious to see what route he takes, because he could, in today's world, man, you go scorched earth and just start ripping dudes. People are going to eat that up, man.
Eat it up.
And he'll be getting paid $60 million a year at some point to call games.